Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte deux fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, welcome back. This is Harry, and here's sentence number 3 for this particular week. And again, here we're talking about one of my favorite topics at the moment, the whole issue around Brexit. It covers masses of newspaper coverage, TV, radio, every type of media that you look at. So whilst it's fresh and in everybody's minds, I thought we would use it again as a good example of written English and different aspects of it. And in this particular sentence, we've got the use of a phrasal verb and the modal verbs. Okay, so here's the first reading. There were claims pro-Brexit peers could deliberately hold up the bill so it could not get royal assent before Parliament is prorogued next week. Okay, so second reading. There were claims pro-Brexit peers could deliberately hold up the bill so it could not get royal assent before Parliament is prorogued next week. So as I said, we've got the use of modal verbs, we've got some phrasal verbs, we've got an example of a prefix in front of a word, and I'll explain that when we come to it. So some good language for you to understand, and of course also an insight into the Brexit issues if you're, as a European, taking some interest and focusing on what's going to happen. So there were claims, so somebody said or somebody believed, pro-Brexit peers. So here we've got this prefix, pro. So Brexit, this word that has been introduced, Brexit of Britain exiting the European Union, pro-Brexit peers. Peers are the members of the House of Lords. So this is about a bill that is passing through the House of Commons, the lower house in British government, and then into the House of Lords, which is the upper house. So there were claims that pro-Brexit, so those people who support Brexit, so pro-Brexit peers or lords, could. So here's the first use of a modal verb. Could. So it's not they would, or it's not they were definitely going to do it, but could. So it's a possibility. So yeah, it was possible, or they believed it was possible, that pro-Brexit peers could deliberately means intentionally, deliberately, hold up. So here we've got the nice use of a phrasal verb. To hold up means to slow down or to stop or to prevent. To hold up the bill is the legislation that they were being asked to pass, so it could not get. So is a preposition, so it could not get. And here's the second use of the modal verb, so but in the negative this time. So they could not get royal assent. Royal assent means approval by the Queen. So this is the process in the UK. First of all, the bill or the legislation is presented in the House of Commons, and it has one or two readings, and then it passes on to the House of Lords, goes back to the House of Commons for any final comments or amendments, and then it goes to the Queen to be signed, or for her to give her royal assent or her royal agreement. So assent. So there were claims, there people believed, that pro-Brexit peers, those lords in favour of Brexit, could, might, deliberately, intentionally hold up or stop the bill so it could not get royal assent by the Queen before, okay, not during, but before Parliament, before the Parliament is prorogued. And here's this word that we used last week, if you were listening, prorogued. It's a very, very unusual word. It means to close down the government intentionally. So before Parliament is prorogued, when? Next week. So not immediately, but next week. Okay, so one more reading of that. There were claims, there were claims pro-Brexit peers could deliberately hold up the bill so it could not get royal assent before Parliament is prorogued next week. Okay, so in terms of pronunciation, what do we have here? Well, of course, we have Brexit. Yeah, Brexit. Peers, P-E-E-R-S, peers, these members of the House of Lords, peers. Deliberately, it's a adverb, deliberately. Royal assent, two words, royal, R-O-Y-A-L, assent. Yeah. Prorogued, P-R-O-R-O-G-U-E-D, prorogued, meaning to force or close the Parliament. Okay, so that's that for this week. Thanks again for listening. As always, contact me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com or hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com. Always happy to take your comments, always happy to listen to you. And please join me again soon. Thanks for listening this week. Take care.